And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
Science fiction is a genre rich with possibilities in both the excitement of new inventions and the complexities of emotional consequences. Like RoboCop from 1987 or The Matrix from 1999, science fiction creates timeless combinations of technology and humanity. The new suspense-slash-horror release, Megan, is not one of those films. An acronym for Model 3 Generative Android, Megan is a lifelike doll created by a robotics engineer to be a companion for her lonely niece. But this doll has an artificial intelligence system that learns so rapidly her existence soon becomes fixated on murder. I was so bored watching this film because it's written so terribly and every attempt at realistic emotion is immature and hollow. Even the acting in this film bores me because everyone is apathetic and listlessly filling their mundane stereotypical roles. Director James Wan, who has presented such ridiculously shallow films as Aquaman from 2018 and Malignant from 2021, developed the story of Megan and served as a co-producer, which helps explain why the film is only interested in violent death scenes and predictable jump scares. Since my mind had a lot of time to wander in the movie theater during this one, Megan kept reminding me of the awful 2019 remake Child's Play, using the thrilling advances of technology as the conduit for innocently disguised danger. With a PG-13 rating, I understand this film not intending to be a fresh, inventive entry in the horror or science fiction genres. Megan presents more as a mischievous satire on the growing, ravenous world of consumerism and the constant need for new toys, new advances, and new ways to be entertained. But even that part of this film is boring because the writing remains so flat and so uninspired, like a teenager rushing to complete an important writing assignment only moments before its deadline, Megan does not get a good grade from me in any genre. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.